A solemn and far-reaching testimony. Leaving White's Ranch, Ellen White was back in Boulder for the weekend of September 24th and 25th. Having decided not to return to Michigan, on Sunday she wrote a testimony, a solemn and far-reaching testimony to be read at the Michigan camp meeting. When published later, it filled nearly 13 testimony pages. Dear brethren and sisters who shall assemble at the Michigan camp meeting, I feel a deeper interest in this meeting than in any other that has been held this season. Michigan has not had the labor which she should have had. God has planted important institutions among you, and this brings upon you greater responsibilities than upon any other conference in the whole field. Great light has been given you, and few have responded to it, yet my heart goes out in tender solicitude for our beloved people in Michigan. After writing of the responsibility of the ministers, she turned to Battle Creek College, now under the leadership of a new president, Dr. A. McClern, an Adventist of but a few months. She wrote that it was founded to prepare young men to labor for God, and that the leading men in the college should be men of piety and devotion. They should make the Bible the rule and guide of life, giving heed to the sure word of prophecy. But she pointed out, much that has no part in Christ is allowed a place among us. Unconsecrated ministers, professors, and teachers assist Satan to plant his banner in our very strongholds. The design of our college has been stated again and again, yet many are so blinded by the God of this world that its real object is not understood. Some of the teachers have been scattering from Christ instead of gathering with him. By their own example, they lead those under their charge to adopt the customs and habits of worldlings. They link the hands of the students with fashionable, amusement-loving unbelievers, and carry them an advanced step toward the world and away from Christ. The Lord never designed that our college should imitate other institutions of learning. The religious element should be the controlling power. I have been shown that, as a people, we are departing from the simplicity of the gospel. Many are in great peril. Near the end of her communication, she made reference to the special work laid upon her, and spoke with directness. Let none entertain the thought that I regret or take back any plain testimony I have borne to individuals or to the people. If I have erred anywhere, it is in not rebuking sin more decidedly and firmly. Some of the brethren have taken the responsibility of criticizing my work and proposing an easier way to correct wrongs. To these persons I would say, I take God's way and not yours. What I have said or written in testimony or reproof has not been too plainly expressed. God has given me my work, and I must meet it at the judgment. Within a few weeks past, standing face to face with death, I have had a near look into eternity. If the Lord is pleased to raise me from my present state of feebleness, I hope, in the grace and strength that comes from above, to speak with fidelity the words which He gives me to speak. All through my life it has been terribly hard for me to hurt the feelings of any, or disturb their self-deception, as I deliver the testimonies given me of God. It is contrary to my nature. It costs me great pain and many sleepless nights. I will walk in humility before God, doing my work for time and for eternity. The testimony continues with a page more, dealing with her work and the difficulties she faced in performing the unpleasant tasks of a messenger for God. This message was received in Michigan in the midst of the camp meeting, but for some reason church leaders failed to bring it before the people for whom it was intended. This circumstance was one of the first of a series that was to bring distress to Ellen White.